This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. As some of you know, my husband and I and my son Andrew lived in Alexandria, Virginia, for several years before we moved back here a year ago, October. And Alexandria, Virginia is located in Northern Virginia, if you don't know, right across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. And it's this great little pocket that you can live in and then go over the bridge to work in the city, as we did every day. And when we first moved there, the first year, we discovered this little section of town we had heard about but hadn't visited called Old Town. And when you go there, you can see, it's like taking a step back in time. And there's cobbled streets and little shops and villages and great restaurants, and it's down near the river. And so at the end of May, the first year that we were there, we had gone down. About an hour before sundown, the weather was perfect. The sky was gorgeous. And we found this little restaurant that we loved down near the river, and we sat outside, and we'd placed our order, and it was so peaceful, so beautiful, until a rumble started. A rumble started. You could feel it in the earth, and I thought, oh my gosh, do they have earthquakes here? Or do they have, you know, I knew it wasn't a hurricane. I couldn't figure out what it was, and it got louder and louder, and then I saw this motorcycle that was one of the biggest motorcycles I'd ever seen coming down King Street. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. There must have been 100 motorcycles, 100 at least. What we didn't know then, but what we know now, is that on Memorial Day weekend, which is what this weekend was, every year in Washington, D.C., is something called Rolling Thunder. And that's what they call it, and that's what it sounds like. And it's this amazing cause, and thousands of bikers descend on Washington, D.C. to bring recognition to prisoners of war, for their recognition, their rescue, and their protection. And it's been going on for years. And they have such a worthy cause. But it's anything but peaceful. But maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point. I don't know. That's what I take from it. Kind of calls our attention to peace. Calls our attention. I'd like to have you do a little exercise, too, actually. The first one is to think about the most peaceful person that you know and what it's like to be in their presence. The most peaceful person that you know and what it's like to be in their presence. And if it helps you to close your eyes, just think about that person for a minute. So what is it like to be in their presence? If you can just, besides the word peaceful, what is it like? Just a couple people, if you could tell me. Quiet. Reassuring. Anything else? Happy? Yep. And so now I'd like you to think about the most peaceful place that you've ever experienced, or one that you wish you could experience somewhere in the world, even if it's imaginary, the most peaceful place. Okay. And give me two words, or one word, just two people, one word to describe what that's like, what that experience is like. silent. Serene. Solitude. And what isn't there? What's not there? Louder? Noise. Oh, get it? Louder. Noise isn't there. What else? Pardon me? Chaos isn't there. Fear is not there. Stress is not there. Expectation isn't there. No pressure about what you're expected to be or do or say. Yeah. Well, when we describe peace, there was this guy, I was reading an article recently, and he said that he leads retreats, and that one of the first things he asks people is, what do you think God wants the most for human beings? And he said the first answer they tell him, and the most frequently given answer, is peace. They say universal peace, peace on earth, peace and serenity, that peace. And he said one guy sighed before he said it, when he came to the mic, he went, oh, peace. You could just feel it, like, oh, just give me some peace in my life. Ultimately, we all want that peace. So in our gospel today, when Jesus talks about the peace that he will give us, the peace that he will give his disciples, because this was one of his farewell addresses with them, part of saying goodbye before he knew he was leaving, this tender moment between teacher and students, he's saying, you're not going to be alone. My peace I will give to you. And he said exactly, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. So we might characterize a peaceful person or a peaceful place as a place that doesn't have war, a place that doesn't have violence or fighting or chaos or dysfunction or stress or expectation. And we think about that, the absence of all of those things. And what Jesus is saying is that it's not so much about absence as it is presence. Presence is what our focus is to be on in this kind of peace that Jesus is talking about. And it's the promise that in following Christ and believing in Christ, that peace will come. And it's a peace that is hard to describe. It's a peace beyond description that takes time. And it takes prayer. And it takes reminding. And it takes things like Crucio to get us to a point in our lives where in following Christ, we know that the Holy Spirit is with us. And Holy Spirit, think about Holy Spirit just as equaling peace and guidance in your life. And he's saying, you're not going to be alone. That's what you have. And that's what we have right now. And that you'll know it the more you practice the presence of God in your life. And whatever you can do to remind you of that. It's a peace in the midst of struggle. It's a peace in the midst of expectations. It's a peace in the midst of violence, yes. It's a peace in the midst of war, and the peace in the midst of fighting for prisoners of war. It's a peace within yourself that nobody can ever, ever, ever take away from you. That's the peace of which Jesus speaks. Maybe somebody that you thought of earlier was that way because they knew that, and that they were truly following the way of Christ. Perhaps that's exactly what you were feeling when you were in their presence, even if they didn't call it that. There is a video that I'd like to show you. It's a 3-minute video, and when I saw it this week, it reminded me so much of what is beyond us. And I have to just plug it a little bit, because it was 2 years before the photographer could finally capture it. And it was shot on a calm summer evening as people gathered on Mount Victoria Lookout Point in New Zealand over the ocean to watch the moon rise. The stunning video is one single real-time shot, no manipulation whatsoever. The camera was placed on a hillside over a mile from Lookout Point and was shot with the equivalent of a 1300-millimeter lens, for those of you that are photographers. 2 years of trial and error. Let's watch. Imagine. I'd like to watch it again without music. We won't, but the peace of watching that moon. I mean, we see beautiful moonrises here, but this looks so huge, reminding us of that which is so much greater than us. I don't know how you can look at something like that and not believe. I don't know. And there is this compelling, I call it the seduction of evolution, but that's another sermon, this compelling pull, always, to continue the work of Christ in the world. Like the pull of the moon, the pull of all creation, the pull of love between one another. To continue and continue, just like those bikers that descended on D.C., until there is peace, until there aren't any more prisoners, until we really know one another. There's a quote from King George VI at the beginning of World War II. And he is said to have quoted the beginning of a poem that's entitled The Gate of the Year, which means the entryway into a new year. But he quoted just the very beginning lines, and they go like this. I said to the man who stands at the gate of the year, give me light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, step into the darkness. Put your hand into the hand of God, and that will be to you better than light and safer than a known way. End quote. And Jesus said, be at peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. The world needs you. The world needs all of us. May we know the presence of the Holy Spirit and go out and share it with the world. Amen.